Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Time to chat some running here on the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining us. We head to New York City, the Big Apple, to catch up with Rob Moore today. Before I get into that, I'm busy working on a bit of a side project at the moment. I'm a huge fan of podcasts. I listen to lots and lots of them, not just triathlon podcasts. I listen to tons of business podcasts. I love NPR. So if you listen to podcasts, you're probably a lot like me, and you thought, I'd love to do that. I'd love to start a podcast. If you've ever had that thought and you'd like to get one going, I'll tell you what, they are amazing to help you sort of build your brand and build your business. All you need to do is head over to thepodcastacademy.com. I've got something special there for you to check out. That's thepodcastacademy.com, and I'll help you get going. Go check it out. Coming up next here on the Kona Edge is the Coach's Corner. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some running now. We touch base once again with the returning guest, Rob Moore, in New York City. Rob, welcome back. Your run is, out of the three disciplines, your strongest. You did mention in our first chat that currently you feel like you've let it slip a little bit. Is that something that concerns you? Obviously, we all come into the sport with something that's stronger than the others, and when you do tend to spend more time on the weaknesses, your strength tends to suffer.
Yeah, it's definitely true. Now, you know, honestly, I'm not worried about it, just because I know that I haven't done the work necessary to really feel strong running at the moment. So once I've, you know, put in the work, I think that it will come back, and it's just been an issue of either time management and kind of prioritizing some other areas. And then, you know, as I start to build towards Ironman Cozumel, I'll definitely be making sure to put the time and effort into running. It's certainly an area where, you know, I mean, I guess just like swim and bike, you got to be consistent with it. And regardless of your background in running, you still need to do the work necessary to go out on the road and feel like you're able to hold a decent pace.
Yeah, the truth of the matter is there's no real secrets. You mentioned the two words there, consistency and work. That's what it takes. It does help coming into a sport like triathlon with a strong run, and where you possibly get off the bike in 10th or 8th and knowing deep down that you've got the confidence to chase whoever down. You've been in that situation a few times. How do you, if your run's not as strong as it should be, how would you sort of suggest someone get into that place and mentally believing that they can chase someone down?
Yeah, certainly. So I think it's honestly doing the work, you know. If you've done the training runs where you've been able to hold your goal paces and you know, pull together real strong runs, particularly off the bike, then you'll have that confidence. You know, I'd like to think that each day I'm doing everything I can so that the night prior to a race, I'm going to sleep feeling as though I've done everything I could to be in the best possible shape on race day. And, you know, that's holds true with running. If you're coming off the bike in 10th, but you know, you have the confidence and ability to run a 3-hour marathon, you believe that you're going to be able to catch those guys in front, and maybe their hard bike is going to, you know, take its toll come mile 18 or so in that marathon.
How do you temper yourself getting off the bike, knowing that you're in 8th or 10th and you need to catch up? and not try and do it in the first quarter or the first half of the marathon. You've got to hold enough back that you're still strong in that second half. Is that a challenge for you? Is that something that's come naturally, or is it something you've worked on?
Yeah, you know, it's something where I honestly probably still need a bit more temperance when it comes to getting off the bike and not really trying to make up a lot of headway early. I think it's probably possible to negative split the marathon coming off the bike in an Ironman, but I think it's really hard to. And I typically go into the race feeling as though I want to try to make up some ground in the first 10 miles without blowing myself up. So typically I'll run those first 10 miles hard, but not to the extent where it's going to take a big toll on the back half of the marathon. And I do that mostly for two reasons. One, to make up some ground on the people who are in the lead, for my own mental sanity, and so that I feel like, you know, I'm putting some time into them, and if I'm able to catch them, I'll be able to either hang with them or outkick them come the, you know, final mile. Mm. So I try to make up that ground without doing too much damage to myself, you know, in the later half of the marathon. And I think it's certainly a risk. But if you have the confidence in your run, and if you've done the work in terms of big training runs, I think that you'll be able to hang on in those back miles of the marathon. And I think, you know, in miles 20 through 26, a lot of it is mental. A lot of it is, you know, just the desire to slow down or to, you know, take the next mile off or to give up 10 seconds or give up 20 seconds per mile. And if you're really putting time into the leaders, it's easier mentally to keep pushing those last 6 miles than if you're still, you know, a ways back in the race. So, for example, I mentioned that in our first discussion, that I came off the bike in maybe 10th at Ironman Cozumel, and by mile 13, I think I had caught all but maybe two people, and by mile 16 or 17 or 18, I had caught the leader. And I think, you know, I certainly went out a bit too fast as a result of catching the guy in the lead at mile 18, but because I was with him for mile 18 through 26, mentally I was able to really push harder during those miles than I might have otherwise been able to.
As far as favorite run workouts go, what do you absolutely love doing?
I think love is a strong word, just because some of them really really hurt. But in terms of maybe the next day, love having done, I'd say workouts like, you know, a really hard off the bike run, typically about, I want to say maybe 6 or 5 weeks prior to an Ironman, I'll do something that's similar to Ironman distance in kilometers. So what it will be is like something like instead of a 2.4 mile swim, a 2.4 K swim. Instead of a, you know, 112 mile ride, a 112 kilometer ride, and then instead of a 26.2 mile run, a 26K run. And if I'm able to run that, so in doing that across one day, call it like a Saturday or Sunday, if I'm able to really hold the pace that I want to run, maybe even a little bit faster, especially kind of building that pace in that 26K run, then I'm super confident going into the Ironman. I feel like, you know, when you're doing a training day like that, you're doing it without a taper, you're doing it in a big training block, and if you're able to nail that run, you come out of it with a lot of confidence. I also try to incorporate some hills in the last few miles of a run like that, where you basically start to create that feeling in the legs where it feels like you've been, you know, doing a hard leg squat day type thing where you're running on just super fatigued legs and they feel banged up. If you're hitting hills, on the back half of a run like that, it kind of simulates it. And if you're able to hold your pace, then it certainly, builds that leg strength and builds the confidence necessary to come off the bike and run well.
Yeah, I see what you mean about loving it, but it sounds brutal. But as you say, massive, massive confidence builder. Rob, I look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition next time out. We'll say that for another day. Thanks for your time today on the Kona Edge.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that's another episode of the Kona Edge done and dusted. Thank you very much to Rob Moore. Hey, don't forget, if you haven't left us a review or a rating on iTunes yet, please do. Time is running out. If you'd like to win that entry into an Ironman, and all you need to do is leave us a review and a rating on iTunes. It's pretty simple to do. All the details on thekonaedge.com/win. That's where you can find all the details. You can also simply text the word Ironman to 44222, and I'll send you all the details straight back. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.